Our next guitarist is Chris Woodard. In spite of the way it's spelled in the program, again, many apologies to Chris for having done that. Now, that is one of the great tragedies or the great pitfalls of cut and paste. It turns out I had misspelled, did I tell you this story already? I misspelled his name. He was part of a festival we had back in April, and I misspelled his name there. And sure enough, when I went to make the program for this festival, copy, paste, boom, there it was, misspelled again. Well, there you go. So Chris Woodard is next on the program. While he's setting up, or at the same time he's setting up, the final group on the program is a Celtic harp duo. There's also going to be some harp and flute. They're going to bring their harps in here to let them sit on the stage and get temperature acclimated. You know how string distant instruments are. They get out of tune pretty quickly, and it's a good idea to let them sit in their space for a bit. So it's going to take a couple of minutes for us between Chris getting set up and getting these harps up here, but we'll be with you in a moment.
Here on the stage very soon, man. Very proud of that young man. Expect big things from him. Yes, he shall. Brought my daughter with me today. Some people know I write music. Every year I write music for this theater down in Danville. And I have a couple of pieces that I pull from my score. And it was a Leonard Melfi play called Halloween. And I wrote a couple of pieces. And kind of piano and guitar oriented, but we're just going to make it with a guitar, so it should be fine. Anyway, Walter, I thought that was fantastic. I went where you went. It's quite an honor to follow you, 79 years old, and brave enough to tackle the guitar that's late. So, anyway, I'm off. Okay, so this first piece is from the score. It's called Luke and Luke theme from the musical score to Halloween, and it's called Things That Might Have Been.